I never give up.
You never give up.
Because if I do, then, like, people will probably make fun of me that I gave up on it.
Who would make fun of you?
A lot of people.
Who?
I don't know.
Not anyone in here, in our house.
No.
Friends, you mean?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, that's not nice. People shouldn't make fun of people for that.
But, I just keep practicing and practicing and practicing until I finally get it. Or I just watch a video or I ask someone that's good at it.
Welcome to the Mama Shrink Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Cynthia Hauver, licensed psychologist, certified coach, and Gen X mama of two amazing boys. My belief, you can't be an awesome mama unless you're taking care of yourself first. And that's exactly why I created Mama Shrink. You'll get my 20 plus years of experience combined with some very real life struggles. And together we'll unpack the mental health, the physical health, even spiritual health, to get you loving your mama life again. Listen, these kids of ours, they're only young once, and it goes by so fast, and you're never, ever gonna get this time back. We must learn to enjoy this wild ride of parenting. So, if you're up for it, mama, let's do this. Hey mamas, before we jump into today's episode, I just want to remind you that although I am a licensed psychologist, I'm not serving here as your psychologist. This podcast is not a substitute for direct mental health care. If you're struggling with a mental health issue of any kind, please reach out to a licensed professional. You can also contact the National Suicide Crisis Line by calling or texting 988. There's no shame in having a mental health issue, and it should always be taken seriously. Welcome back, mamas, to another episode of Mama Shrink. I'm Dr. Cynthia Hauver, and today I have a very special guest with me, my 9-year-old son, Lucas Hauver.
Hi. I'm 9.
So Lucas wants to do an episode, and we're having a hard time for him to figure out what he wants to talk about. So he said he wants to talk a little bit about how moms can help their kids with sports. So maybe you could think about, you know, just your experience. Lucas is very good at sports. And he was playing football, and he decided that he didn't want to do it anymore. You want to talk any about that? Like, why you switched from football to really being into baseball?
Well, I played baseball more, and it's just more interesting because, like, everybody gets a chance to hold the ball and get to play.
Mm-hmm.
And football, basically, you just stay in the same position.
And it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Why was it so intense?
Coaches yell at you.
Is that it?
You get hurt a lot.
You get hurt, yeah.
And basically that's it.
Yeah, and I didn't really want him to play football anyway because I'm so worried about concussions. So we tried it for a year. He found that he didn't really like it. It was pretty intense for such a young age. So baseball is a little less intense. It's still a lot. So Lucas has literally been playing baseball now. Like, I feel like we've only had
since
a break.
Since I was 4.
Since you're 4, yes.
I started when I was 4.
But just even this year, you've been playing. He went to, what'd you, tell him what happened. So you were on regular baseball, then what?
Sandlot?
No, then you got into All-Stars.
Oh, yeah, All-Stars and then Sandlot.
And now he's doing a Sandlot team, which is a larger league, and it's kind of like a little pro little league team, really, where you go and you have to travel and, oh, mamas, I did not want to do that. But I'll do it for my son because he wants to play the baseball and he's serious about it. And he really likes it. So tell us, like, why do you think you're so competitive? Because you are pretty competitive.
Well, like, everybody likes to win, but, like every year, we do really good, and I don't really want to lose that streak. Like, this year, we won, well, 3 years ago, we won the championships, and yet last year we won the championships, and this year we did.
I know. Awesome.
So 3 years in a row, and I don't really want to lose that. So basically I'm competitive because I just don't want to lose a streak.
Yeah, Lucas doesn't like to lose, right? You're pretty, like, by nature versus your brother, you're much more competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just, he's kind of wired to be that way. But he handles it really well. He handles pressure well when he's out playing a sport. What's that like? Like, if you're out pitching and everyone's relying on you, how do you feel about that?
Well, I get really, like, anxious. And then I just, like, think that some people can't even get hit in this spot that I'm in. Mm-hmm. And then I just think about that. And then I just say, like, I think another thing, which is, like, that it's just me and our dad. I'm just pitching to my dad. Mm-hmm. And no one's walking me.
So you can focus on that to keep yourself from getting anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Lucas gets intense even... we got what's that thing called? A wave board? Is that what it's called?
Skimboard?
Oh, the skimboard, yes. So we got the skimboard down at the beach, and you were, like, practicing, like, for hours.
True.
So what gets in your head? Are you like, I gotta figure this out?
Well, I never give up.
You never give up.
Because if I do, then, like, people will probably make fun of me that I gave up on it.
Who would make fun of you?
A lot of people.
Who?
I don't know.
Not anyone in here, in our house.
No.
Friends, you mean?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, that's not nice. People shouldn't make fun of people for that.
But, I just keep practicing and practicing and practicing until I finally get it. Or I just watch a video or I ask someone that's good at it.
That's true. Lucas is very resourceful, too. If he wants to put something back together, he'll watch a YouTube video, figure it all out. He's helped me put furniture together. He's fixing his Oculus right now. Like, he's really handy. And what would you say, like, for moms who have kids that are involved in sports, what do you think something's really good they could do to help their kid? And what's something not so good they would do?
Like, what do you mean by that? Like, if they get hurt?
If they get hurt or, you know, like, things that you see happen, like, at sports that you think make kids do better or that it, like, hurts their feelings.
I see, like, a lot of, like, swearing and stuff because someone's not doing good.
Mm-hmm. By parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
And coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And, but the good thing is that, like...
So we wish that parents wouldn't get so intense, coaches wouldn't get so intense.
Yeah, but the good thing is, like, if you just keep practicing and practicing, you'll just get really good, and then you'll just keep winning.
So how is it a positive, like, what do you feel like Daddy and I do to try and make it not so intense for you?
Like, practice a lot because, you know how I said I have that vision?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think of.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, that's what I think of when coaches are yelling at me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And do you think, like, how do we approach it if you're not doing well or you had a bad game?
Well, if I have a bad game, like, then, like, well, if I'm not doing good,
mm-hmm.
some parents will, like, cheer me on or something,
mm-hmm.
cheer like, and it happened with everyone else too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not everybody, but most people. And if I lose a game,
We're never upset with you, right?
No.
No.
I just think what I think, like...
Mm-hmm. Sometimes Lucas is harder on himself than we ever are.
What?
You are hard on yourself.
I am?
Yeah, like, if you don't win, you're, like, really, you know, you get pretty down in the dumps or frustrated, but we always tell you, it's fine, it's just a game, right?
Yep.
You did your best. Let it go. Have your feelings. And what do you think would be, like, what do you wish more parents did for their kids to help them with sports?
Practice.
Oh. So invest even more of our time?
Yeah.
Besides driving you to practice and drive you to practice and practice when you're not practicing officially? Just practice all the time?
Yep. Well, that's how, like, kids get good.
That's true. And how do you feel about your schoolwork, Lucas? You're very smart, too. So tell me about your grades. And they mean a lot to you. You try really hard in school.
Well, I got my lowest was, like, a 73 because I was sick. And I read the book, but it was on the... reading.
Oh, the one who had the wrong story when you were sick that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I read the book, so I'm ready. But then, like, it wasn't the same story.
Right. It was the wrong one.
Yeah.
But why is getting good grades important to you, too?
Because, like, if I not get good grades, I won't pass the grade, and I won't be successful in my life.
And are you planning on going to college, Lucas?
Maybe. I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
What if you get a baseball scholarship?
Then no.
No, a baseball scholarship to college!
Then yes.
But what does your mom think about you going to college?
I don't know. Good?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to go to college. I mean, I think it's important and it helps you figure out what you want to do. But I also don't think kids should be forced into it if they absolutely know they don't want to go to college or they want to try other things first before they go to college, especially with the way the world is. So what do you think why don't you talk a little bit about when you were young and you would steal home.
I don't know.
Now we laugh about it. But Luke, tell him about the credit card.
Sorry. What about Nana's phone? I think.
Oh, yeah. Tell him about Nana's phone.
So, I forget.
So Lucas was just walking, I believe. He was probably like 9 months old. He walked at like 8 months. Of course he did. And my mom was over and she couldn't find her phone when she was getting ready to leave. And we were looking and looking. We couldn't find it anywhere. And I said, Mom, I think Lucas might have taken it. And she said, no. And I said, I don't know. I'm like, I'll keep looking for it. But sometimes he takes things and hides it. And then about 8 months later, after my mom already had to go and get a new phone, we found the phone in the bottom of our old dog. Rest in peace, Sophie. Her dog food container. Lucas had taken my mom's phone and stuffed it underneath the bag of dog food. And then I called my mom and I said, guess what? I found your phone. And she said, Lucas, why did you take it? And what were you thinking?
Well, I don't necessarily know.
You don't remember that.
Yeah, because I have a lot of things on my mind.
But I think Lucas would do it to be kind of silly. And he's just a little mischievous. He likes to take my credit cards from my wallet. I couldn't find those ones. And I found them underneath the Lego table downstairs. He's just always testing the waters, right?
Yeah.
Lucas, why do you test the limits?
I have no clue.
You don't know why you do it?
No.
Do you feel like sports is a good outlet for you?
Yeah.
To get that out, why?
Because, like, if I don't do sports, I would have really no exercise.
Well, you could have
a treadmill.
We have an elliptical. We have a sport. We live on a lake. We could go walking. We could go hiking. We can swim. But you like sports.
Yeah. Sports gives me the most, like, it gets me the most tired.
Do you like being part of a team?
Sometimes and sometimes not.
Why? What's the good things and what's the not so good things?
The good things are, like, I can have help. Yeah, I can have help and, like, I can have help if I, like, am not doing so good and stuff like that. But the bad thing is, like, they're all, like, they're sometimes really mean.
Who? Okay, he gave me the look. Not a lot of sex. And are you a good kid at school? Or are you a good boy at school?
Mm-hmm.
Lucas is very funny, and he's very social. So Lucas likes to always be going, right?
Yeah.
And is it hard to have a mom sometimes who's a little older?
Sometimes.
I don't know why.
Because, like...
You can say it. It won't hurt my feeling.
You don't know anything about, like, the new stuff.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the new stuff?
Yeah. Like, when they first started to make, like, online tickets, we were like...
That's not true. Online tickets for concerts?
Yeah. Remember when you used to have to print them out?
Okay, but I don't still, like, I've always known how to do that. Like, yeah, do the online thing.
I know, but, like, the first time when you didn't know about it, you were like, all right, let's print out the tickets. And I was like, we can get them online.
Oh, my God. They think I'm special. Listen. For a 51-year-old, I am pretty up on my tech. I'm doing a podcast right now. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? I just created a website. I mean...
I can probably do that.
I know, you could. I can't wait until they're a couple more years older. I'm going to put them to work. They're going to do all this stuff for me.
Get them out.
What? No, you can't just leave the podcast episode.
Why?
Are you done?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Lucas, say goodbye to the moms. Tell the moms what they should know about. Give your last imparting words of wisdom to moms. What do you want as a 9-year-old boy from your mom? I can't wait to hear this answer.
To have fun.
No. I'm talking emotionally, support-wise. Like, what do you feel like is the most... Like, what do you wish moms would do more of to help their kids? Well, that's pretty good. That means you must be getting it or you're afraid to tell me. Which one is it?
Both.
Oh! You're not afraid to tell me, are you?
Yep.
What? Oh, my God, Lucas. You gotta say it now. You wish I never, like, took things away, or you never had punishments, or...
Don't want to do chores.
Chores.
I don't want to do chores.
Okay, but what do you think happens to kids who grow up and they don't have chores, or they don't know how to manage money, or they don't know how to pick up after themselves, or no boundaries?
Beh. Watch a YouTube video.
What does that mean?
Just watch a YouTube video on how to parent.
No, you don't watch a YouTube video on how to parent.
Well, how do you do that then?
How do we learn how to parent?
Yeah.
It's hard. There is no manual for parenting. You have to take it as it comes.
Ah. Okay, bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, goodbye, Lucas Hover.
I'm your son. You don't have to say however.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye.
So there you have my little Lucas. Cute, sassy little self. And if you haven't checked out my guide on how to parent your strong-willed child, please sign up for that. You can go over to my website at CynthiaH.com and you can find out how to get that freebie. And I did create that just for Lucas because, you know, he is very strong-willed. And it's just incredible parenting, you know, two children who obviously have completely different genetics and, you know, just watching, you know, trying to use your own parenting skills through the whole process and realizing, you know, pretty quickly that the way Thomas was being parented had to shift a little bit with Lucas because Thomas never tested the waters. He was, you know, the type of child that if you looked at him, he would immediately apologize, you know, for his behavior. Whereas Lucas, you know, woof, you know, timeout was like a challenge. He didn't even want to stay in timeout. He would like fight us on the timeout. So it's always been more of having to be stronger with Lucas and really try to taper that and find that balance with him. And recognizing the intense emotions that he feels sometimes. So you know, letting him have his emotions, because I think one of the most important things with parenting is validation. So we always want to validate for our kids that they're allowed to have their feelings. They can feel all sorts of things, but it doesn't mean we're going to allow them to act a certain way. So if you're angry, it's like, okay, we'll go in your room and be able to calm down and teaching them tools to get themselves to calm down, but know that taking it out on the rest of the family is not okay. And sticking to that, you can't just back down and say, oh, I'm going to do it sometimes and I'm not going to do it other times, because one of the biggest things with parenting is consistency. And as soon as you let up, they know, especially a strong-willed child, they are going to know, oh, okay, I can worm my way in, or if I do that, then I'll get this. And you have to start all over again. And you don't want to do that, mamas. And I think when you have a child who plays a lot of sports or wants to play a lot of sports, my feeling is, you know, usually pick one. I see kids having to, you know, multitask so much these days, and they're already so overstimulated with everything, you know, being in their faces with social media. And I mean, my kids aren't on social media, but, you know, just everything with the video games, with the, you know, watching videos on YouTube, which they probably shouldn't do that either. It's just too much, you know, and we have to teach them to be able to manage their emotions in a healthy way. And we also have to find balance. We have to teach them balance. So even if a kid is like, well, I want to do three different things, it's like, well, let's pick one, because we have to find balance. And we're not teaching kids to have balance. And what I've seen happen is, you know, schoolwork falls behind and, you know, the kids are feeling overwhelmed or they're completely tired out. And it's just constant setting them up for another hurdle to have to overcome, because just like us, we can't keep burning the candles at both ends. We don't want to teach that to our children either. And remember, as I always say, they learn by what we do, not by what we say. So they're little sponges. And I will say one thing that's so interesting with Lucas is he is super intuitive. So he really does pick up on emotion. He's very intuitive and thoughtful and, you know, really checks people out. and takes a lot of that in. So I've watched that in him and tried to encourage him to talk more about that and what's going on for him and how he's feeling. And, you know, because I think that goes along with a child who's more intense. And it's important that sometimes on the surface, they look like they're just misbehaving. But underneath that, there's a lot of stuff. And it's our job to kind of pry that out and let them have their voice. Doesn't mean that we have to agree with it. Doesn't mean we have to give in to it. Just means we listen to it. We validate it. We acknowledge things that are going on in the home, whether they're good or bad. I mean, things happen, right? And we have to be able to just acknowledge it. And that makes a child feel more like, okay, I understand why things may be feeling stressful right now, or I can understand why this is happening, versus them taking on a story in their head and making it become more about themselves. Because oftentimes when kids can't put the pieces together, they may go inward and think that they've somehow done something wrong. And, you know, every family has challenges. So we really, really want to make sure they know, you know, in a child way, what is happening, if there's big issues going on in the home, or, you know, any other big decisions that might be, you know, coming up, because they can feel the energy. They really can. And it's our job to kind of be honest with them and make them feel that they're not alone and that their feelings are worthy and valid and that they're, you know, they matter. You know, kids just want to feel like they matter. So I hope this episode served you. And if you like this episode, please leave me a review. I read all my reviews. They help so much to continue to, you know, have the show keep going. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend, share it on social, and you can find me on all the socials except for TikTok at dr.cynthiahawver. And you can head on over to my website at cynthiah.com. So until next week, keep taking care of yourself, and I will catch you next time on the Mama Shrink Podcast.
Thank you so much for listening, mamas. I really value your time. And if you like this episode, please share it with a friend and leave a review, because they always help. If you want to learn more about me, just head on over to my website at drcynthiah.com. And you can find me on the socials at dr.cynthiahawver. Until next week, please keep on taking care of you, because life really is too short not to be happy.